Be of courage, dear lady.
But Eustace is gone!
Beware! Arrows! Duck, everyone! It's the dwarves, guy!
Why don't they leave us alone?
They will. Do you see? Now they're shooting at the Colormans. Their idea is to kill as many of both sides as they can. Except when we're kind enough to save them both the trouble by killing one another.
Boys! All together carefully! We don't want those Colormans any more than we want monkeys! Or lions! Or kings! The dwarves are for the dwarves!
I wish they would go away!
They may have no choice, lady. It is one thing to shoot at us or at unprotected horses, but the Colormans are mail clad.
30 of you keep watch on those fools by the White Rock. The rest of you, after me, that we may teach these sons of Earth a lesson.
Tyrion and Jewel returned to their friends, and together they looked on while the Takan led his men against the dwarfs. It was a strange scene by now. The fire had sunk lower. The light it gave was now less and of a darker red. As far as one could see, the whole place of assembly was now empty, except for the dwarfs and the Colormans. In that light, one couldn't make out much of what was happening. It sounded as if the dwarfs were putting up a good fight. Tyrion could hear Griffel using dreadful language, and every now and then the Takan calling out,
"Take all you can alive! Take them alive!"
Whatever that fight may have been like, it didn't last long. The noise of it died away. Then Jill saw Rishta the Takan coming back to the stable. 11 men followed him, dragging 11 bound dwarfs.
Throw them into the shrine of Tash!
And when the 11 dwarfs, one after the other, had been flung or kicked into that dark doorway and the door had been shut again, he bowed low to the stable and said,
"These also are for thy burnt offering, Lord Tash. Tash, Tash, the great god Tash. Tash, Tash,
the great god Tash. Tash."
At least they've dropped their nonsense about Tashland now.
Sire, there's a trickle of water coming down the rock. We shall drink of it while we may.
Yes, yes. It may be my thirst, but I think this may be the most delicious drink I've ever had in my life.
I feel in my bones that we shall all one by one pass through that dark door before morning. I can think of 100 deaths I would rather have died.
It is indeed a grim door. It's more like a mouth.
Can't we do anything to stop it?
Nay, fair friend. It may be for us the door to Aslan's country. We shall sup at his table tonight.
Look, a Tarkan captain approaches.
Tarkan, if the boar and the dogs and the unicorn will come over to me and put themselves in my mercy, their lives shall be spared. The boar shall go to a cage in the Tizrock's garden. The dogs to the Tizrock's kennels. And the unicorn, when I have sawn his horn off, shall draw a cart. But the eagle, the children, and he who was the king shall be offered to Tash this night.
Never.
So be it. Get on, warriors. Kill the beasts, but take the two-legged ones alive.
And then the last battle of the last king of Narnia began. What made it hopeless, even apart from the numbers of the enemy, were the spears. With a long spear, you can kill a boar before you're in reach of its tusks, and a unicorn before you're in reach of its horn, if you're very quick and keep your head. And now, the leveled spears were closing in on Tyrion and his friends. Next minute, they were all fighting for their lives. In a way, it wasn't quite so bad as you might think. When you're using every muscle to the full, you haven't much time to feel either frightened or sad. Tyrion knew he could do nothing for the others now. They were all doomed together. He vaguely saw the animals fall one by one. Out of the corner of his eye, he saw a big Calorman pulling Jill towards the stable by her hair. Before he realized what was happening, he was very near the stable himself. Everything came quite clear. The enemy had been edging him to the stable on purpose ever since the fight began. He now found he was fighting the Tarkhan himself in the very doorway of the stable. Two Calormans were holding the door, ready to slam it shut the moment he was inside. A new idea came in Tyrion's head. He dropped his sword, darted forward in under the sweep of Brishta's scimitar, seized his enemy by the belt with both hands, and jumped back into the stable, shouting,
"Come in and meet Tash yourself!"
No! No! No!